Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, sacred wisdom tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, sweet souls, for being here with us in the amazing collective energy. Thank you for bringing your vibration. Thank you for aligning the frequency. And thank you so much, everyone, for creating this show where we evolve, where our souls are connected to each other and to the wisdom that is wanting to come through. So thank you, sweet souls. And we're weaving the web of light together. Every single one of us is a point of light where everything we do makes a contribution. We make a difference. We make a difference simply by being here and listening. We make a difference and up-level and upgrade every single one of us simply by being here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, the ascended masters, all those beautiful beings who are here to support us, spoken, unspoken, known, and unknown. We ask that you all support us and open our hearts to what is coming through. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Sandra Walter is a way shower, an ascension guide, and a gatekeeper in service to the shift in consciousness on Gaia. As an interdimensional liaison since 1999, Sandra assists awakened humans through writings, videos, and creations focused on ascension. She inspires the exploration and evolution of human consciousness, bridging the multidimensional worlds to create peace, self-realization, and a deep understanding of the ascension process. As a master gatekeeper, Sandra receives regular updates from a diverse, benevolent collective of higher dimensional beings in service to the ascension. This includes gateway passages for energetic shifts, strong influxes of light, solar activity, timeline divisions, and related cosmic events. Sandra has been in service for 20 years as a conduit for this level of light intelligence and ascension guidance. She is not associated with any group, religion, or organization. Sandra shares information as a pure conduit to empower, inspire, and accelerate the ascension of humanity. She's a published author, a certified life coach, artist, and energy healer, and lives in Mount Shasta, California. So, Sandra, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Blessings, brother, and welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to connect with you this beautiful day.
Yeah, we've all assembled to listen to you and to have you share the beautiful wisdom that is going to come through you. So let me share with everyone. So everyone today, Sandra is going to be sharing with us about utilizing your divine crystalline DNA for ascension. You can be learning about how DNA maintains zero-point record for all of your potential outcomes and experiences and so much more. There will be an activation towards the end of the call, so make sure, everyone, that you're in a place to receive that. That'll be, as always, towards the end of the call. And we are going to open up the phones. There won't be any intuitive readings per se, but absolutely, please feel free to ask questions that are coming through on the content, questions that you feel guided to ask regarding ascension, DNA activations, or anything like that. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. So wonderful, wonderful show we have planned for you. Many of you know Sandra. Many of you know her. Many of you have followed her for years. Many of you might have even have attended her live events that she runs all over the world, mostly in Sedona. And I think right now you're in Sedona, right, Sandra, you mentioned?
Ah, that's correct. It's event season.
Event season. So yeah. you also have a home in Shasta. And let me ask you specifically about Shasta, and then also maybe if there's anything that's coming through from the Red Rock in Arizona. Tell us how the beautiful, beautiful Red Rock and the beautiful Mount Shasta can factor into our soul's evolution and our own ascension process.
Well, anytime, gosh, we talk about wisdom of the ancients, anytime you tap into some of these sites that are aligned with and activated for the new earth crystalline grid system or crystalline gateways, you are stepping into a field that's much more high def, much more a higher frequency, and that automatically starts turning on and triggering codes in your DNA, because our DNA is a record of everything that, everywhere we have been, everything we have done, and everything we're going to do. So it's this beautiful living library within our own cells. And you'll notice when you go to a site or a place that is fully activated for this ascension, your field starts clicking and triggering these DNA codes, and then you start having higher experiences, higher activations. So the field is very strong around some of these sites. Now, the crystalline grid actually merged with the New Earth crystalline grid system that the gatekeepers and the grid workers have been working on for several decades. It actually merged last year, and that provided a launch pad for the new gateway system that just came into play on January 13th, 2020. So these amplified gates are now broadcasting these frequencies out of the core of Gaia and coming in from the crystalline core of Solaris, the sun. And it reconnected us with the cosmic stargate system. So there's several stars, there's several cosmic flows that haven't been consistently open. There was a lot of opening and closing, but now we're on all the time. So when you step into a field where many light workers or grid keepers have been traveling to, you'll notice the difference in frequency. Now, we are spreading that globally, but you'll notice at some of these sites, not the classic ley line system, but this New Earth crystalline grid system has a different quality. It's a different quality of light. It's very supportive. It supports heart openings. It supports DNA activation, of course, because you're turning on your own DNA markers by coming back to a place where you have placed things in the ground etherically. You've created memory fields around some of these sacred places. And Shasta, of course, is operating like a crown chakra right now.
Mm.
And that's broadcasting this very strong frequency to connect with your higher self, to connect with your heart center, to really open up your ascension column and regain pieces of yourself. And then a place like Sedona is becoming a more crystalline type broadcasting station for this New Earth crystalline grid system. And many of you may see that when you visit her, when you visit Sedona, it's changed. It's changed. It used to be kind of intense and a little strong, not as crystalline, and now that's the purpose for me being here, is to make it operate more like Mount Shasta, and you'll feel the crystalline energy shifting and activating this higher plane, higher expression of Sedona and the Red Rocks themselves. Mm. So that's been our focus, is every tree, every aquifer, every crystal bed, every sacred site, every node point, every gateway is being commanded into this higher new earth state that's already there. So Gaia already made that transition on the 12-12-12, and now we are just migrating the realities, you know, uncovering this new reality through the raising of the frequency of the entire planet, because Gaia is going to become, is becoming a more solar crystalline entity. She's becoming more solar, more stellar, more star-like. And that's the same thing that's happening with us. So we're walking hand in hand with Divine Mother Gaia through this evolution, consistently allowing her to provide more for us, and then we provide more for her. So it's working with this beautiful synchronization of our evolution and our ascension into revealing these new earth realms. And Gaia is on track to reveal many of those new earth realms. She has 7 different realms of versions of new earth right now, but she shared that with us back in December, that she's ready to reveal many of those new earth realms to many who are vibrating with that at that vibrational awareness this year. So that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your work, Sandra. And I wanted to ask you, because the question came up around our role in this. So, you know, when we look at these things, we can look at it from a perspective of how can I, a human or a soul in a human body, increase our vibration to align with these to accelerate my own ascension. And then you can also take that to a more collective perspective of what is my role as an integral part in the ascension and the consciousness of all souls as we all ascend, as the tide rises, right?
Right.
So the question is less so from an individual perspective initially, but from a more global perspective, what is our role as individual way showers or light keepers? And I'm referring to everyone, for example, listening to the call today. What is our role globally to raise the consciousness on a global level in these new times?
Well, your first purpose is to awaken. You know, so congratulations to everyone on the call. You woke up. And the second step is a pure act of divine service is engaging in the ascension process itself. So when you make it a conscious choice to engage in the ascension process and you take the steps and you do the work and you consciously engage with that ascension process, you will naturally be opened to the highest level of divine service that you can engage with in this incarnation. Now, a lot of us have deep pre-agreements to assist with the ascension, with Gaia, and that may be a decision that was made off-planet, but you're here for a reason. You're going to feel it. And the moment that you start to engage with the ascension process in a conscious way, doing the work, doing all the ascension basics, the meditation, the movement, the detoxification, the conscious activations, engaging with DNA activation, getting into your heart, getting into unconditional love, learning mastery, really engaging with the study and activation of these levels and layers of DNA, you start becoming a conduit for those frequencies. You become a stargate. You become a more solar entity yourself. And that's why they call it the solar cosmic Christed state or the solar cosmic Christ. It's a template for an experience that brings forth the evolution and the ascension of an entire planetary consciousness. And then what's happening now is we're actually that the vibration of embodiment, the embodiment phase of ascension, where you're actually merging with your higher selves, starts broadcasting frequencies outward to the rest of the galaxy, the rest of the universe, the multiverse, all the way back to source. And that's the transformation that we're going through right now. It's a very transformative gate experience. The gates just changed because of that. So now it's not just receiving energies from the cosmos or the photon belt or the sun. We are actually learning how to be in our creator state of beingness, where we are affecting other realms in a much stronger way. So we're really coming into our sovereignty and our divinity and this puritized state of beingness that is a very high level of service, because it takes so much dedication and you do give up a lot. You know, you have to give up duality. You have to give up all the lower self flotsam of what you've been through here and consciously choose and move into this state of divine neutrality and calm and presence that is such a pure conductor or conduit for source. You start feeling God, source, the infinite creator in everything. And it's so consistent and so present. It's quite beautiful. But that's the embodiment state of ascension, highest level of service you can provide right now on the planet, mm-hmm. is actually getting into that state, no matter what you're doing in your day-to-day life. You know, you want the highest expression of whatever it is that you're offering to the world to support the ascension process. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, the topic for the show today is the divine crystalline DNA for ascension. So I wanted to have you share a little bit, Sandra, around DNA. So I want to, you know, shift the conversation a little bit around our DNA and how our DNA plays into this, you know, with the DNA having basically the Akashic records in our body, right, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, not just the planetary, but the galactic and the universal. Like, that's the reason why divine human DNA or golden race DNA is so coveted, is because it can provide the experience of a pure Christed or crystalline or unified state of consciousness in form. And it's quite unique. So when we're playing with the possibility of having that experience during the ascension process, it becomes more and more self-evident as you go through the phases of DNA activation. So DNA itself is creating personal and collective, there is a collective aspect of DNA, and multidimensional experiences in form. So that is what's creating our whole experience of the physical. And everyone always says, you know, it's all the illusion, you know, that nothing's really physical. That is being produced, the experience is being produced through our DNA. It's a photonic light receiver and generator, which serves as an antenna to transduce spiritual information into electromagnetic form, into these fields that hold the container for physical experience. So when our heart center starts to get activated and opens and expands, you know, with our conscious choices and our you know, doing all the work, it expands to the vibration so it can hold the vibration of Christed or unity consciousness. And then our DNA activates and spins in these coherent toroidal fields, which reflect the universal model of everything and allow it to radiate this diamond solar plasma light and codes that recode our reality. So our awakened consciousness then attempts to create realities in alignment with the codes flowing from this activated DNA. And it's divine creation in action. It is our creator state of consciousness starting to come back into our conscious awareness and become consistent. So there's no more you feel Christed one day and then the next day you're down for the count, or you step off the path for a couple of weeks and then you come back. It starts to become consistent because now you have a whole bunch of people going through the embodiment phase, consciously choosing to go through the embodiment phase, which is a radically different state of consciousness. And then the DNA consistently reawakens, rebundles, and etherically reconnects, and it goes through these different phases of activation, which we can get into if you'd like.
I'd like to. You've spoken and taught, and you do teach about the steps of the DNA, the three phases of the DNA activation. So I think that would be great for the community to understand, if you wouldn't mind sharing with them.
Sure. And there's these three major phases that are broken down into different steps, of course. But phase one is healing and coherence. So crystalline DNA activation, and that's multidimensional DNA. So when we say crystalline, we mean Christed, we mean unified, we mean a multidimensional aspects of DNA working as one. And that requires a vibrational state of equanimity called coherence. And coherence, which is a term that's thrown around a lot in our awakened communities, but what it is it's a peaceful emanation of unconditional love flowing from the heart center. And that is 0 point. That is a vibrational match with the background energy of creation that is sometimes called Divine Mother, or sometimes called 0 point. It's the and that field holds the source spark of our heart center. Everyone has that. You would not be able to project into these realities without that source spark. And that source spark of our heart center creates this field of energy, this spinning torus of coherent light. And that field allows the higher self to not only communicate with us, but to merge, to reabsorb the lower self projection right through the body vehicle and activate dormant DNA. So we're getting into a merge when you get into that healing and coherence. And DNA can be spontaneously healed through heart coherence. That's been proven in the lab. But activation of the heart center is the key to ascension. So no one ascends without activation of the heart center, that consistent practice of unconditional love and joy and peace and unity and gratitude and forgiveness, all the mastery tools, changes the torus field broadcast of the heart to deliver frequencies which heal distorted or damaged DNA. And it also allows new strands or new fields to come online and etherically reconnect, producing a different experience of oneness, of being aware of your multidimensional aspects, of being able to carry that frequency right within the body. So sound and frequencies, and light and commands and activation tools are all complementary to DNA activation. However, it's proven that intention and coherence must be practiced or DNA activation doesn't work. So we are consistently working on that bio landscape and the subconscious and the emotional clearing in order to create a field that can hold that higher light and that higher consciousness and a consistent awareness of the higher self merge, pure embodiment experience of the multidimensional self. And they've noticed in the lab too that DNA appear like tangled yarn ball like spheres within our cells. And then when heart coherence is present, the DNA starts to rebundle and flow in this porous shape, in this toroidal shape. And the core of that DNA field acts like an antenna, which transduces light information and codes into the form and then changes our experience of realities. This is getting into the way realities are created. So with our direction, we can activate Christed codes or ascension codes to have a different experience and fully participate in this unfoldment of a collective experience of ascension. So we surrender all the old thought forms and habits and addictions and beliefs about the self, which distort our DNA. We get into our heart center. Healing comes first, get into coherence, and then you are ready for DNA activation. So that is phase one.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. So there's a, absolutely, there's a lot in there. There's a lot in there, mm-hmm. What you're sharing. And I'm thinking about DNA itself. Is there anything that we can do to assist? You mentioned that, you know, all our awakening rituals and processes. So I'm taking it down to a more practical level now for people who would like to really assist in that process to, you know, have the intention of being coherent and have the intention of our DNA to activate. What else can we do to assist that process?
Apologies, Ian. I blew up my phone. So I just reconnected. I dropped off for a moment.
Oh, well, you came back and seamlessly. You came back absolutely seamlessly.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
Lovely.
What I was sharing
all
was...
All of our...
Yeah.
I know. I know what you're sharing.
Okay.
So the... Sorry. I'm going to try to step down my frequency a little bit so I don't blow up my phone. It's been happening up a lot. So the natural ascension process, so that whole beginning of the ascension process where we kind of front load all of the healing and the clearing and getting over our current and past relationships so that we can have an experience of the future self that's already ascended, that's the stuff that we always front load in our ascension process. So mm-hmm. phase one and the beginning of the ascension process parallel each other, and you can, and we'll see why as we go through these different phases. So when you're engaging with, okay, I'm going to need to start becoming aware of my own energy or my own emotions or my reactions and all of the emotional clearing steps and all of the things that we do to detoxify our system to get the density out of the way and the duality out of the way so that we can realize our trinitized beingness is the higher truth, is the truth, and start in embracing that. So all the things that you do at the beginning of your ascension process are directly parallel to getting into the heart, to getting into that state of divine love. And as you go through these different phases or even phases of the ascension process, you'll notice that the, especially now that we have such a support with this pure light level that's coming in, there's a purification that happens, and then it's refined and refined and refined, and you do this massive clearing of these layers of density, and then you hit there's several tipping points during your journey where suddenly you realize that 3D and 4D are technically gone already, and that 5D has already landed just prior to 2012, and then Gaia went into that state to create those realms that we can now connect with and are merging with our higher self that's already in that realm. So it's a beautiful, continual filtration and cleansing of our belief systems, of the way that we interact with people, our communication changes. And you'll notice this, but in the beginning, you know, emotional clearing is the strongest thing you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
Because it makes you neutral.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing that I teach called divine neutrality. And when you get into that state of divine neutrality where things do not trigger or bother you at all, and you can respond to situations without going in one direction or another, it's not good or bad or yes or no, there's no more dualistic thinking. There is discernment rather than judgment. And when you're in that state, you'll notice that your heart field and your DNA starts behaving in a different way and your experience changes. And even though the external is demonstrating other people's choices, you start to vibe with the higher vibrational tribe that's experiencing this embodiment and ascension. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you, I was going to ask you in the beginning, but I'm going to ask you now around your contact. And the reason I'm asking you is that I get a sense that a lot of this came to you maybe from our brothers and sisters from other realms. Is that true?
All of it.
All
yes,
of it,
all
yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
All of it. So all of my teachings, I've been a conduit since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And it started coming in just as these brief messages, and then they got more and more complex, and just I was very thirsty, hungry for information on how this all worked, what the cosmic Christ was, what the ascension process was. And then I started, of course, connecting with the ascended master realms and the galactic realms and the angelic realms. And I see very little difference the more I level up between any of those, like no separation at that level either. And kind of re-merging with that part, with those parts of myself that have already been through this process, and of course merging with my future self back in the day, that said, hey, you're an ascension guide and it's time for you to step into this level of divine service. And the moment I threw away all the fears about calling myself that or the judgment that other people had about that, I started receiving very precise information about gatekeeping, about ascension, about DNA, and that's why I started teaching in the way that I do. But that there's a merge there. There's a merge with that field of consciousness, with those beings that that's always been a part of me. I just had to get all of the veils and my own personal beliefs that they were somehow separate from me out of the way. And then the information comes, and the information that's actually one of my skills, is the ability to take these very out there universal concepts and distill them into something that's more grounded so that people can understand how it works and also engage with the process in a grounded way, rather than it being so etheric or lofty promises or whatever. Like, to really get into the experience and the appreciation of the experience of ascension. And that reunification with the cosmic self has really been beautiful, because I had gatekeeper initiations that opened me to those fields of consciousness, and there were just rows and rows of masters and angelics and galactics and shining golden gates and diamond light and everything. And it was really kind of over the top, I suppose, to get my attention. But they were like, you're a gatekeeper, you're an ascension guide. And I was like, oh, I was just overwhelmed and just bawling my eyes out through a lot of that first contact. But because it's so beautiful, it's just such an overwhelming amount of love. And that love is available to everyone. So teaching people and providing a platform for that experience is one of my heart requests. I was like, please let me teach people how to have that reunification with their cosmic self, with this Christed state of beingness. Like, please show me everything about the process, everything that we can learn. Please take it out of the old school 1930s textbook language and let's pull it into the now and really show me how this thing all works and what we can do to have a very conscious experience and, of course, go into the divine service that is you volunteering to go through the ascension process to become that pillar, that gateway, that diamond shining light of the Christ in form.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Many things that you have just mentioned have led me to this next question. And there definitely is a balance, a fine line, if you will, between learning steps and so doing and then being. And I think people sometimes fall on one side of that line where get too heady and try and learn all the steps and then maybe fall out of their heart space. And then you have someone who might be completely ethereal and doesn't know any of the steps. But you mentioned the conscious experience, so which that brings me to, this needs to be experiential. So it's a bit of both. It's a bit of the techniques and a bit of the being, right? The zero point, if you will.
Right.
So what would you share for people if you could share something to help them understand what this is all about and what they can do to really embody what you're speaking about? Because if you go back and listen, it is for someone maybe, and not everyone is going to be hearing this for the first time, but nonetheless, it seems to be a very, very intricate process that you, and a lot of information that you're weaving for us. So some people might be thinking, oh, that's a lot to remember. What would you share with people on the phone or on the web who are maybe thinking something like that right now?
Well, it sounds technical, but once you understand, like I have foundational classes too, to understand what ascension is and what you're going to go through and how to do it. You know, I was like, please just give me the how-to on how to do this. And a lot of it is practicing getting into a very feeling 5D, 9D, 12D state of beingness, which is not time-bound. It's not dense. Yes, we are still doing a lot in these realms, but you're going to start to feel the simultaneous awareness of being and doing. So many of us work on balance, of course. It's balanced, you know. You're going to do your yoga and your meditations to tap into that field, but then you're going to go out and enjoy and live the experience in the physical. So ascension is not being up there, out there all the time. Some people are having that experience by choice, and I feel there's maybe a fear of engaging with the physical world that can happen with some journeys where it's just like me and my ascension process, and I'm going to go on the mountain and just step away from everyone or go into my cave or my home, and I just can't talk to those dense people. And that level of judgment is what it is. That's, you know, somebody making that choice. But from my experience and from the information that I share, there's a beautiful balance of comprehension. You know, I give very comprehensive information, as well as the embodiment of that pure beingness. So we focus on divinity, but we also give it enough grounding so that you can have this beautiful physical experience of transformation. Because you don't just wait for the transformation and then, you know, the magic Shazam happens and hey, we're all ascended. It's the command and the request of the oversoul levels that you know, we designed this so that we could have an experience in the physical of ascension which has not been done before. So the transformation of a complete planetary consciousness, this is just from a galactic level now, but the complete transformation of a planetary consciousness that would affect all the realms and reunify the galaxies and reunify the universe and take us all up into a different level, if you want to call it a different frequency, a different expression of the universe, is quite unique. It's quite remarkable. We've been working on it for quite a long time. So when you step into a body and wake up during an ascension cycle, it's a unique experience to you, but you're also tapping into a collective field of intention that can fully support you through that. So you don't have to go one way or the other, completely spiritual and you know, rejecting the physical. That's not the way to go, because it's intended to be a physical experience, a transformation of the physical. And you don't want to go too far into the density, because then you cut yourself off from the larger thing that is you, the spirit self. So there's balance, you know, and I greatly encourage balance. So the information is given just as a platform for an experience, so you can understand. And when you start to get into mastery, where you're using decrees and commands and meditations and certain practices to amplify the higher self in the physical awareness, it starts transforming your consciousness and your awareness and your experience, and it becomes both. It becomes the physical and the non-physical. You really see the union or the trinitized beingness of spirit, soul, and form as a conscious experience being broadcast right through your DNA. So when we get into phase two of this DNA process, that's, you know, we're getting bombarded by this new living light. It's a very living light that's coming to us right now and being emanated right through Gaia. And that photonic light is living light. It's source encoded intelligent light consciousness. And it tells our cells and it activates these crystalline structures with our conscious choice to do something new, to evolve the structure, change the DNA, change the expression of DNA codes, turning off one thing and igniting another through this epigenetic rewriting of the DNA and this etheric rebundling that happens with the multidimensional strands, the extra strands that are always there, and they operate in the quantum. So we use this light to activate that quantum awareness. And the DNA, you have to remember, is extremely intelligent and completely directed by the higher self, the higher levels. So it's only going to give you what you're ready for. So the people who are just light junkies and experience junkies and just really want the experience of activation and embodiment, you're going to find that quest within the heart to do this and participate and unify with your brothers and sisters, especially if you have a lot of starseed codes in you, coming from other star systems with a higher purpose to assist Gaia through this process. You're going to feel it, and you're going to be told eventually by your higher self, hey, you need to get on board with this and start participating in a very palpable, consistent way in the physical in order to transform the lower, denser dualistic state. So once you have that heart coherence kicking on, that phase two is the activation of additional strands or fields, sometimes called layers of DNA. So with consistent practice and intention of the heart-mind coherence, it allows the 12-strand activation, the 144-strand activation during an ascension cycle. So this is a divine opportunity, and all of that non-coding DNA, what scientists used to call junk DNA, the dormant, non-firing gaps in the DNA code structure start to activate. And those divine human DNA markers that used to be called junk, with all these photonic plasma influxes and everything, are starting to grow stronger and activate. And the heart coherence and all the healing work allows you to hold those higher states of consciousness. So some people will get a DNA activation, you get the purging, you get the clearing, you get a clear mind and a clear heart for a couple of days, and then you kind of go back into the density. In order to maintain a consistent state of that Christ consciousness or the ascension, with practice, you can actually hold that field. And we work with the planet and the grids and the gates and nature. And there's so many ways that you can engage with activation and embodiment, frequencies and sounds. And we can get into the tools too. But you reach the state of equanimity within the heart, and then embodiment, the embodiment phase of ascension changes everything. And we were given that message a couple of years ago when we started to go into embodiment in 2018. Became very strong about mid-year in 2018. And for those of us who were engaging with these higher levels of ascension and on that path, when the embodiment phase hit, Gaia and our higher levels were saying, it's going to change everything. It's actually going to shift the grid system and the gateways that reconnect you with the cosmic fabric of the multiverse. And that's what we're going through now. That's why a lot of people are having these surreal sensations, or time feels very different right now, or they're starting to feel the energies in a much stronger way since the beginning of January because of this change in the crystalline grid system kind of getting reconnected. And of course, that's the multiverse source model that is then reflected in our own consciousness. So when you align with it and you have the conscious practices, you start finding yourself rewoven into the cosmic fabric, and you start feeling your source self, the presence of God, in such a strong way, it can be overwhelming. But again, our DNA only provides what we can handle. So a little bit of expansion, and then you get integration. A little bit more expansion, a little wider, and then a little bit of integration. So it's like blowing up a balloon a little bit bigger each time.
And I'm always, I shouldn't be in awe anymore, but I'm always in wonder. Every time it happens, just the actual fact of the shifting and the expansion that follows as a direct result, Sandra, of your words, for example. And so I can feel the expansion personally, and I know that everyone can feel it when you speak this level of truth. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful when it comes through. Yeah, I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about embodiment. You talk about maybe I'm getting ahead of you a little bit here, and I hope I'm not. But I wanted to have you talk about the Rainbow Bridge, and then a little bit more about the frequency of Christ consciousness, because I know so many people do either long for or have maybe felt that frequency of Christ consciousness. But coming from someone like yourself who works so intimately with Christ consciousness, maybe you could share a little bit more around those two things for us.
Yes, and you used a beautiful term there, brother, that intimacy. There is a definite intimate relationship with the higher self, with the Christ itself, with the almighty I am presence, with source itself, that starts to happen. And it's quite beautiful, quite profound. It's difficult to explain because there really are no words. You know, it's just the almighty I am just starts to flow through you, and you feel it changing the way you communicate and behave. And of course you get as much time as needed to go through that process. But through embodiment, we're opening this unique flow of a higher self for an experience of new earth in a balanced, calm, graceful way. And embodiment, you can feel it altering your fields. That's the thing, like you start feeling a very altered state of consciousness. We had a gathering on the 12-12 just in past December, where we had an open gateway. We had a lot of gatekeepers and grid workers get together for quantum DNA super radiance activation. And it was with that pure intention of sending it out into the field so that we could assist Gaia with this very transformational year that was ahead of us, 2020. And people were walking away going, I am altered. This feels like a very different state of consciousness, you know, because when those codes get turned on, you're a lot of time in the beginning, you're just sitting there staring out the window because it's just the linear mind cannot grok the immensity of the expansion. You know, all of a sudden you're feeling everything all at once. And a lot of times it's interpreted by the body vehicle or the consciousness as just, you need to just sit and stare or sleep, you know, so the integration, you know, starts there. And then when you become more and more aware or sensitive to, this is my rainbow bridge is starting to kick on. And the rainbow bridge is actually a quality of DNA itself. And a lot of times you'll see it in visions. I had this beautiful vision that was brought on by an activation by Serapis Bay. But he showed me. He was like, look, see, and just touched my third eye. And this vision came out. And there was all these, you know, wild colors of the cosmos and everything. And then there was two golden strands of DNA with this golden diamond light shining off of them. And the bars, the codons, were all vibrating with this, the new earth realm colors. So it's like a pastel rainbow frequencies. And they were vibrating so quickly that they actually looked like feathers. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the feathered serpent. So back in the day, if you were a shaman and you got shown Rainbow Bridge DNA, you would call it a feathered serpent, right? That's just the old term for it. But this rainbow bridge that's been spoken of is a direct reflection of what's happening with Gaia, with her opening up the rainbow bridge, the rainbow gateways to the new earth. So you start vibrating with the frequency of new earth, and you might start seeing it. But what it's doing when you're starting to have those visions is it's activating the part of the DNA that already knows your ascension trajectory. So remembering that DNA has a record of your future possibilities as well. And that's a multidimensional quantum thing. So it's not one possibility. You have many ways that you can go through the ascension process. But if it is your oversoul's intention and desire to go through the ascension process and experience the new earth realms, and maybe you're making the choice in your grounded reality to, yeah, I want to keep up with this because it's going very quickly now, you might start to see that because there's, again, codes in the DNA, these different sequences start to fire across the multidimensional DNA. So not just the two strand. The two strand is giving you the physical experience and the experience of time. So strand one is responsible for the physical experience, the body. And then strand two would be responsible for your experience of time. And the second you get into, the moment you get into Trinity, the third Trinitized strand, which is technically creating the veil for you to have an experience of separation. Once you get through that and you start getting into Trinitized beingness or activation of the third strand, it starts to go quantum. And then you're rebundling these etheric qualities of the DNA and tapping into the different frequencies and aspects of not just the multidimensional self, but what these other etheric strands are responsible for, your mastery experience, overriding time, different memory fields, different quantum healing capabilities start coming into play. So the more that we can, and that's phase three, is this quantum expansion. So each strand or layer in the multidimensional structure has a different function, providing a more expanded experience. So you can't focus on activating strand six, strand nine. They're all interconnected. So there's a natural progression to the ascension process. But once you include that tipping point, once you hit that tipping point going into Trinitized, you start hitting these quantum activations of that future self starting to embody. So the future self being the higher self.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you. Well, I wonder if this would be a good time to go to the phones. I'd love for people to have the opportunity to interact with you and ask you some questions around the topic. So if that's fine with you, I'm going to open up the phones.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, everyone, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to ask Sandra a question. And again, there'll be no intuitive readings on this call. It's questions you can certainly ask that are pertaining to the topic and about the DNA and anything else that's coming through that you'd like to ask Sandra. Or, of course, if you're on the webinar page, you can put your question in the webinar box and we'll go through some of those as well. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to New York City, New York, and the last four digits of the phone number are 0322, and if that's you, you are live. Hello. We've done this before, I think, with the same phone number. Can you unmute yourself?
0322.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Okay. So let's go to Vancouver, Canada, and someone on the computer calling in, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you so much. And Sandra, I love your work. I followed it for a while. And thank you, Ian, for hosting this. So you said no intuitive readings. I was interested in soul purpose and career here in Vancouver. I've been here for a couple of years, but do you want me to talk more about the topic of the DNA and other things in that realm?
Yeah. Do you have any questions that are coming through regarding the topic itself?
Okay. Well, I guess in general, I would like to know. I don't know if you can tap into me specifically, but I'm interested in whether there's anything that I'm supposed to do in terms of grid work. I do have a long history here on Earth, and I do know that I'm connected to some star systems and things like that. So I don't know if there's anything purpose-wise related to how I can help with any of the ascension, whether it be for me or for Gaia or the world.
Yes, and the and let's tie it into the DNA. So the interesting thing that we've discovered about gatekeepers and grid workers is that you're actually carrying codes that activate different parts of the land or different parts of this New Earth crystalline grid system. And now that that's fully functional, you can actually become a much stronger conduit if you get into a conscious intention of DNA connection. It's kind of like plugging your DNA into an area or into a field or into a sacred site or into or creating a new gateway. If you make that a conscious part of your process, mm-hmm. there's a natural Stargate activation that happens with activating the star codes within our DNA. So if you're somebody who is guided to travel to certain locations, that's why. And it's not, in the past, it was more picking up codes for your own journey and picking up pieces of yourself. That's why people were guided to go to different places. And then it shifted in the last decade. It shifted to us realizing, oh, okay, I've got the living library within my cells, and Gaia is the living library. If you consciously connect with the caves of creation, you'll be able to actually open a gateway to the caves of creation right through wherever you are if you're going to get out on the land, set up a crystal grid, and use that intention. And here's the thing that happens when you do that. When you consciously connect in that way and command it so, of course, because everything happens with our activation, you know, our conscious commands. When you do that, sister, you're going to find a whole new level of your DNA getting turned on just because you have that conscious intention. So you have left different code activations in the grids. You've left different resonances, frequencies, that when you get there and when you consciously say, I call forth the full activation of my Christed DNA to interact with the crystalline grid and the higher New Earth grid system in this moment, you'll find yourself kind of plugging into a giant crystalline mandala switchboard that then amplifies the whole. So it's not one area or another anymore. Vancouver's beautiful, but when you travel or when you're guided to go to a different place, you're going to notice the difference if you add that DNA component to your work.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's conscious choice. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can feel something activating already. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. Much love. Bye now. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's go to Wilmington, Delaware, and the last four digits of your phone number are, where'd you go? 0242. And if that's you, you're live.
Yes, hi there. Hi, Ian. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, so my question is for Sandra, of course. I wanted to know if some of us are not conscious, well, I'm trying to phrase this correctly. The reason why I'm on this call is because I felt drawn to it, but I don't know whether I'm actually, how can I say this, actually activating anything. I heard you mention to the earlier caller that sometimes we're drawn to travel. And that did happen to me a lot, but in the past couple of years, that's died down, and I've pretty much stayed put. But how does one know whether we are part of that, you know, system? Like, how do you know whether you're a gatekeeper? Is that, I understand from your story, you were told by our galactic brothers and sisters. Is this something that you actually teach others to do as well? If they are called, if they feel called to it, or do they get activated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for some people, it's a very conscious experience, like suddenly, and my initiation, I was just meditating one fine morning, and all of a sudden, you know, the reality just ripped apart, and there was this overwhelming experience. But not everybody goes through that. I feel that was because I was led to be a gatekeeper for Mount Shasta, which is quite strong, and I'm going through an embodiment process of that vast higher self that is like this cosmic gatekeeper. That's not the way it is for a lot of people. And the gatekeeping and the grid work, if it's not a conscious initiation like that, or if you find yourself, oh, I used to do that. I used to wander to these different places, and then I found myself praying or doing ceremony or placing crystals in the ground. If you're one of those people, then of course you're part of it. And we also need to realize that any awakened heart on the planet is also connected at the quantum level with this, with these ascension grids, with this crystalline grid system and these gateways that are opening. So if you're somebody who even joins in the Sunday unity meditations or whatever, you're adding your light to the collective unified intention of ascension and calling forth new earth. So it's more your conscious participation rather than some kind of grandiose ceremony. Yeah. But what I find is, again, you know, I give people in Ascension Path, one of my foundational classes, I do have a section on gatekeeping because it's been such a strong part of my journey. But I found that by giving people a little bit more of a grounded methods or outlines of how to read the land, how to read the energies, how to open the gateway, how to connect with the grid systems in a as a conscious process, they were having much stronger experiences of their interaction with this crystalline grid system. So if you make it a little bit more conscious, of course, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're not traveling, of course, you now have picked up the codes that you're responsible for. And now you can do that right in your own backyard. You know, you can set up that that New Earth gateway, you can set up that node point for the New Earth crystalline grid system anywhere you go. You know, I'm somebody who moves around a lot, so everywhere I go, I'm setting up a gateway, I'm setting up a sacred circle, I'm setting up sacred space, I'm tapping in to that, again, those gateways that connect us. And you'll find that it becomes much less linear when you tap into it regularly. You work with it regularly. You work with Gaia. You know, you get your hands out on the ground. You meditate outside. You spend that time in nature. You bless everything. You do water ceremonies. Whatever it is that your heart is called to do, you'll find yourself becoming part of that New Earth civilization. You're actually remembering something that's already happened, that's technically, you know, it's all happening at the same time, but you'll find yourself remembering. You'll find yourself merging with that future ascended self that's already engaging with that. And then, of course, it expands at the quantum level. And, of course, embodiers are going through a very vast of awakening to a very vast field of collective consciousness that is universal, that is source level. But it's because we did all of these practices. You know, you just do step by step. You keep engaging with Gaia in that way and engaging with the kingdoms in that way. You can go Essenic, you know, the Essenes had beautiful teachings for non-duality, for emotional clearing, for connecting with the earth and working with the top 6 inches of soil and getting out in nature and connecting with the kingdoms and the elementals and stuff. And you kind of remember your magic self by getting out there and doing the work. And of course, now that we're moving into amplified states of unity consciousness, you want to get together with people. That's the thing.
Okay.
You know, unity consciousness requires unity. It's a physicalization of what's happening upstairs. So we want to make sure that we're representing that physicalization of what's happening upstairs, of the new earth realms, right through the body, you know, and you get over your fears of being around people, and you unify, and you realize that the awakening is so massive and so widespread now that you don't even realize that you're surrounded by people who are awake, because as an ascension guide and a counselor, I go through sessions and people who live in the same area are constantly saying, there's nobody here who's awake, there's nobody here who's paying attention to ascension. And I'm like, I just had a call with somebody who's in your town. You know,
yeah.
It's just opening up, going, does anybody else want to play with this? And treat it as play. You don't have to be a guru. Nobody's a guru. You know, just opening up to, would anyone like to participate in grid work? And there's going to be somebody who goes, I don't really know what that is, but yeah, let's do some ceremony outside. We get together. Always stronger when you have two or more people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I am so happy you said that, Chandra. Thank you so much, because I actually felt as if I needed to go outside of where I am, because it always feels as if there's nobody within my radius of where I live that you know, expresses that or feels the same way. And I have had a fear of like going out there and just putting myself out there. I'm so grateful that you said that, because yeah, I feel there's a strong component about just physically being with others who are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, follow there are meetup groups and meetup templates that have been created by Ascension Energy, something like that. There's actually, you can Google it or just create your own. But there are sisters who have created templates for meetup groups just to talk about ascension. And you throw it out there, and you either meet at a public place, or if you want to meet in your house, if you have space, and you say, let's just share our experiences. You keep it very open. And the next thing you know, you've got a group to meditate with, even if it's just the Sunday Unity meditations that we've been doing for 4 years now, every Sunday. You can tap into that, use that as an excuse to get together, or doing ceremony, or, you know, moon ceremony, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's just putting it out there and going, okay, I'll be the one to step forward and go, anybody else awake? Anybody else talking about ascension? Now, I did that back in Chicago when I was first getting started. We used to meet at, you know, a coffee shop, and we're out in public talking about ascension. And people were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're talking about this in public, you know, back in the day. But I was like, they don't hear us. They're just walking by. And it's a, you know, different vibration. But that's how you start. Mm. That's how you get started and connect with beautiful people, or call it a light worker meetup, or whatever language you're comfortable with. And then, of course, the resonance and the vibration is amplified just by getting together with that intention of, let's just move this needle forward a little bit more.
Mm. Yes, thank you so very much. Thank you for taking my question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, much love to you. Blessings. Okay, beautiful. All right. Well, I would love it, Sandra, if you would share with everyone your beautiful offer that you've brought to the Wisdom community today. So I'm going to direct everyone to how they can follow along visually. There's many visual people like myself who like to look as well. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then as you know by now, click the offer button, which is right under Sandra's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you'll just have to go ahead and type in wotashow.com. That's wotashow.com/Sandra, Sandra. And the number 9. So it's wotashow.com/Sandra9. And then, of course, everything is lowercase, no capital letters there. And then you can follow along visually. So you'll be looking at a page that says Crystalline DNA Mastery. So, Sandra, please tell us about this beautiful offer that you have for the community. Sandra? Did we lose you? Ah, We did. So, everyone, you'll be looking at this. And Sandra, of course, will be dialing right back in, just like last time. there we go.
I am back.
There we go.
I'm trying to keep, I'm keeping my phone as far away from me as possible.
Yeah, it's being fried. It can't handle the frequency. I mean, that's amazing, right?
It
just
dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
So Crystalline DNA Mastery is indeed a master class. And I'm just celebrate this class because it's my best one so far. But it really gives you a beautiful step-by-step guide to the process with activations and decrees and meditations for every single module that's in the class. So that's 12 modules, that's 12 meditations, 12 decree lists and bonus material and all kinds of stuff. It's just really loaded with the how to and the process of how to do this. So it's not just talking about abstract constructs or talking about the process. It's actually digging into the how to activate it. So we go through the phases and the evidence for those who need it. I did a little bit of research. I was like, well, let's just back this up with what the scientists are seeing in the lab. I actually have an interview with Dr. Glenn Ryan as part of the bonus material too, because he was willing to step down and talk about the possibilities of quantum DNA because he was actually seeing it in the lab all these years and couldn't explain it. We started having a conversation at one of the conferences and ended up just cultivating this beautiful friendship and have these super high vibe discussions about the possibilities of DNA and how it works. And he's got the backup for it. So I've got the linear backup for a lot of what's provided for ascension and DNA activation in this class. And I am a very clear conduit. I'm very good at describing all of these steps and how they fit in to the universal model so that you can start kind of comprehending your higher self from perhaps a different perspective, or comprehending the universal self or the Christ itself from a different perspective that that gives you a true heart-based experience of DNA activation, and of course teaches you self activation. So I have a lot of codes and a lot of the whole class is light encoded, but when it comes to activation, it's your conscious choice. And again, your DNA is very intelligent, so it's going to direct what you can handle. But a lot of people have had quite profound activations and experiences just starting the class. So and as you go through it, you might experience some things that are a little that might challenge your linear reality, but I suppose that the point is to kind of diverge from the old dualistic thinking and just kind of open you up to your true self. So you might have a lot of contact with the higher self experiences and different sensations in the body, but I do go through what those experiences are, why they're happening, what to do about them, and how to integrate them for every module, every step of the process.
Wonderful. So this is for everyone really, who is looking to understand and then activate their DNA mastery. So everything that you've been speaking about today, Sandra, in terms of the role of DNA and how to activate the DNA and what happens when you activate the DNA, that's for the most part covered in this class.
Oh, yeah. All the how-tos and the physical, mental, emotional detoxification that we have to go through, what happens as what the strands are responsible for, you know, the different layers all have different aspects and what you're going to feel or what you can consciously ask to connect with, you know, you're going to be in command of that DNA reconnection. So the more that you can call into your field in a conscious way and understand along the way, comprehend what they're responsible for, then you'll start to feel it. I do ask, because it is a mastery level class, that you at least have a foundational understanding of ascension. So far there's only been one person who was like, oh my gosh, I'm lost, and they just had to bail on the class. Everyone else, I guess, read the prerequisite that you do need a foundational understanding of the ascension process, because if the, let's say, just as a litmus test, if the language and the vibration and the level of conversation that I've provided today resonates with you, you're good. If you're completely lost and you don't understand what ascension is, or maybe stuck in the I don't know what I'm doing here, or experiencing duality and judgment and strong mental, emotional, physical difficulties, you don't want this class, you want the foundational class. So this is starting from that platform of having an ascension process, and then stepping up into, okay, I'm going to go into this embodiment process that is fully directed by my ability to shine through my DNA this new light, you know, to actually embody my higher self and connect as a conduit. So you don't need to be psychic. Your third eye doesn't have to be turned on. But a lot of people have those experiences as they go through this, because, of course, the DNA has the record of when you were psychic or when you're about to be psychic. So that might start kicking on. But it does, it ignites a lot of immortality and freedom codes, unity consciousness codes. So you start feeling differently. And of course, you get a whole year of access to the class. So you pace yourself. That's why you get a whole year. It's not that it takes a year. It's just that, you know, you get to go at your own pace. You know, you start feeling a real expansion and the energy and the tingles and the jingles and the cells and the expansion, and you start feeling effervescent. You're going to need to integrate that so you don't just plow through the modules, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You integrate that and you go back and you revisit that. You know, there will be, exactly. The intelligence is going to be activated at different levels at different times. And as Sandra was saying, you're not going to be given more than you can receive. So, you know, if you feel resonance with this, as Sandra was saying, if you feel that your higher self is saying this is what you need right now, also keep in mind, everyone, that with the energies that are coming in this year, things are different and things are moving at a more rapid pace. So let me turn that into a question quickly, Sandra, before we move on to the activation portion, which will be happening in a little while, everyone. Just a quick note there. There'll be a beautiful activation that Sandra's going to take everyone through. So make sure that you're on for that. But let me ask you, with the new energies that are coming in 2020, what have you seen that's different? So when someone takes a class like this, you know, let's say this is a fairly new class, but what have you seen with how people are affected or impacted, or how they integrate the material with the new supportive energies that are coming through?
Yeah, I've noticed this, especially in the last couple of years, people really flying through the process, that the energies are so supportive of the ascension and everything is speeding up, that it's also affecting the ascension process. And definitely with DNA activation, I did not anticipate people having such strong activations or such strong experiences right out of the box. I mean, this class just got launched last October, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we are there. It takes just that clarity of intention is so fully supported in the purity of the light level now. The moment you align with that, or the moment you say yes, because it's a conscious choice to receive that, people's journeys are really accelerated. I'm very excited about that, and especially because the 2020 energies are all about the complete dismantling of the old and this amplification of the new earth realms as a palpable experience. Myself as a gatekeeper, I'm looking around. I see rainbow crystalline light everywhere. There's just waves of plasma. You close your eyes for a meditation, and it's like looking at these beautiful fields of light and different geometries, just way beyond the platonic geometries that we're accustomed to. And you see DNA. You see the DNA. You see the different chakra systems. It's really quite beautiful what's happening to us, and a reunification with these other aspects of self is happening in such a strong, palpable way that the 2020 trajectory for those who are choosing embodiments, and of course those are people who have been on the path for a while, but if you've been experiencing or engaging with embodiment over the last couple of years, you've noticed the dramatic shift through December and January, where the memory fields have definitely been affected, dissolved. It's very difficult to remember what happened yesterday, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. It's dissolving. It's dropping away. The old self that was supported by those lower strands of DNA or those lower energy fields are dissolving because we are taking on so much more of the higher self and actually merging with it. So we have these what we call gateways or influxes, waves of light that are coming in for equinox, for Easter weekend. My goodness, we're going to have an event here in Sedona that weekend too. And in May, and again, the strongest one happening early June for embodiers, a divine gift is coming. So the more that we can prepare ourselves and fully accept day to day, moment to moment, those higher choices, the more we are aligning with that. And I can already feel it in my field. You know, talk about the time collapse effect. You can already feel, oh my gosh, I am going to be transformed. Doesn't mean we're disappearing. It means that your consciousness is taking on a whole different realm, a whole different a state of beingness. And that in itself, the initial wave of that came in January, was feeling very surreal. Things are still feeling very surreal from my personal experience, but it's also training to experience the surreal and the physical at the same time. So we're really learning how to steer the journey and direct our intention and our attention to what's present, absolutely present, like really teaching us a level of presence and now-to-now moment, and not projecting too much into the future, and definitely disconnecting from the past experiences. So there's a very strong clearing of the Akashic, a disconnect from the other realms that technically aren't here. They're still being recreated by the collective consciousness, but you can feel the dismantling effect of these purified states of consciousness, these energies themselves. So yes, it's in full support of everything that's in alignment with accelerating and amplifying the pure light.
Mm.
So anytime you consciously move into any kind of activity, whether it be a meditation or a decree session or a ceremony or just random acts of kindness, anything that is heart-based or moving yourself into a higher level of service to others, you're naturally going to become a conduit and receive that higher light that's coming in and coming right out of the crystalline grids from Gaia herself now.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. So we are open to receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sandra, it would be wonderful if you would just share with us what you're going to be taking us through, the process, the activation, and then I'm just going to open it right up for you to take us through.
Yeah, I want to share a very simple visualization meditation that creates a structure of a Christed octahedron around the heart center. Now, this is a very basic method for just making you aware and expanding the diamond heart center. So octahedron, of course, is a diamond shape. And when you consciously create it around the heart center, and you can do this anytime, if you visualize it and command it and go through the steps, you'll start to feel that field of the diamond heart center starting to get more pure and being able to receive more light, which, of course, is the key, because you want to become that receiver generator of that pure light so that your DNA can do other things and get reconnected. So in this journey, we're going to amplify our heart coherence by creating a Christed octahedron around the heart center and then expanding it outward around our energy fields. And if you're not familiar with my work, the energy fields are this big torus-shaped fields around the body vehicle and, of course, around the heart. Now, this activation provides purification of the heart center and amplification of our heart's intent. So if you find yourself getting a little bit cleared or triggered during that, it's simply an alignment that's occurring, and it just kind of kicks out the stuff that doesn't belong. So sit up straight, take a breath, drop all of your focus into the heart center. You can even put your hands on the heart center. And now imagine, visualize, and feel the pure ball of diamond light, the source spark at the heart center, a diamond, golden, crystalline, pearlescent ball of pure light, your star self, that source spark. Now, in your awareness, let the sun rise. You're going to create pinpoints of light above, below, side to side, and front to back, one by one, while maintaining focus in the heart center. It's a good practice for multidimensionality too. So we begin with an invocation, and you can allow me to speak for you, or you can repeat after me. In the name of the divine human, creator incarnate that I am, I call forth the purification and divinitization of my heart center in this now. Heart center, light up, expand. Take a breath, letting all of the rest of the beingness drop away. Let all the density go away. Let the body drop away. Just focus on this pure star self, just you, your little sparkle, source spark, getting brighter. And now we let the sun rise. So maintain the ball of light at the heart center and bring up a pinpoint of light from that heart center, a line of light straight up through the layers of crown, as far as you can keep your focus, and create a pinpoint of light above your body. Imagine that sphere of light coming up through the ascension column, the central channel, going all the way up to the sun, and then to source, shooting straight up, opening up, and receiving the Christed light through that channel that was just created, connecting that pinpoint of light and the heart center, maintaining both. Now becoming that antenna of the torus field of the heart, taking in purified crystalline light, Christed light, from the sun, from source, from the higher realms, straight into the heart center, letting it flow. Again, working with living light consciousness, diamond shining rays of the Christ come. And you've seen the sun changing over the years. Now bring that crystalline light, that pristine light from our own sun, our own star, and broadcast it right into your heart center. Let it flow. Create that flow. Take a breath. Now bringing that through all these cosmic stargates, through the sun, into the heart center, and now bring the focus right through the ascension column into the heart, expanding, lighting up, let it grow, let it expand, and now creating the second pinpoint of light down through the ascension column as far as it will go naturally, whatever you feel comfortable with. Let it drop, maintaining the point above, point in the heart, and now the point below. right through the crystalline core of Gaia herself, not anchoring there, not connecting, remaining sovereign, but allowing it to communicate with her, feeling that diamond, golden, crystalline, pearlescent light. Blessings to Gaia. Say hello. Now bringing that focus back up to the heart center, feeling the pinpoints through the sun, higher levels, down through the ascension column, saying hello to Gaia and beyond. Now back up to the heart center. Now we take that golden diamond sphere of light and projecting a pinpoint forward, straight forward as far as you're comfortable, maintaining balance, bringing out that pinpoint of light, creating that pinpoint of light anchor. You can even use your hands with this, straight up in the heart center, letting it gather light. And now pulling back to the heart center. Now we've got three pinpoints of light above, below, to the front. Now we're going to move that pinpoint of light back out through the back. Now, a lot of people guard the back of the heart. So open up the back of the heart and establish that pinpoint of light. You, in your sacred state, command it so, balancing, reaching out as far as it will go, balancing with the other points of light so that they're all reaching that state of equanimity, equally distant. Let it light up. Let the crystalline light gather there, vibrating out through the heart center to that pinpoint of light, expanding. Beautiful. Now bring your focus, that ball of light, back to the heart center. Let it gather more energy. And now moving out to the left, establishing another pinpoint of light, creating a star. You can direct it with your hands if need be. You're creating this, command it so, light up, balance with the other points of light, more amplification, claim it as your creation, keep that pinpoint there. Now focusing back on the heart center, and now sending the beam out to the right, establishing the pinpoint of light out to the right, right at heart center level, pinpoint of light establish. Beautiful. Now bring your focus back to the heart and let it connect above, below, front, back, side to side. And now create the octahedron. See the diamond substance, the crystalline light, the pure Christ light filling this Christed octahedron. And witness, create and establish all seven pinpoints of light. Command it so if need be. Expanding, lighting up the pure Christ beingness. Let the solar activity of the heart, the cosmic Christ of the heart, fill that space you have created. Fill that structure you have created. Feeling the diamond substance of what you have created in this now moment. Letting it connect with the diamond light of your DNA. Pulling in more light. DNA activates. Etherically reconnect, straight from source through the heart center, out through this diamond crystalline octahedron. And now let the octahedron expand as far as your focus will take it. Some of you go infinite. You're adept already, because you know the further you go within, the more expanded your fields become. So some of you are connecting with other layers and levels of consciousness in this now moment. Breathe and feel it. I am all that I am. Purify all levels of consciousness and allow it to establish this Christed star around your star self, your source spark, the anchor point for your Christ consciousness, connecting right through the heart center. Amplify, prioritize, divinitize, breathe. Going, the further you go within, the more you concentrate on the epicenter of that Christed star within the heart, the more the octahedron will expand. Allow both going within and the expansion. Brighter, more light. Going within, feeling the expansion. breathing into the heart center, expanding the field, expanding the diamond, letting it surround you. Might be as big as the planetary consciousness, some of you going galactic, feeling the octahedrons in place around the galaxy, the universe, the multiverse, merging with them, understanding there is no separation. You are that. You are a microcosm of the macro. And command out loud, coherence, balance, purity, divinity, infinite cosmic substance, I am. I am the diamond shining light of the Christ. I call forth these diamond shining rays to amplify through all levels, layers, and dimensional expressions of self, across all parallel realities, seen and unseen. Purify and divinitize all of my realities and align, align, align with the pure activation of my divine crystalline DNA to the highest level I can handle in this now moment. Replicate this divine model through all of my cells, activating the highest DNA codes and the pure Christed state of consciousness as a palpable reality for my experience. Breathe. Hands on the heart. And rather than stepping down and closing down that octahedron, stay with this visualization, this feeling, and this purification activity. You can call it forth any time, but this has been activated by your conscious choice. So you can call this back at any time, expand, play with it. The octahedron is a container for a higher level of consciousness. That's why we work with it. That's why we call it the diamond heart ray, the diamond heart. Breathe. Amplify. And so it is. Beautiful. Thank you, beloved.
Thank you.
How are we feeling?
Pretty lit. Lit. Lit but peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like we want to. Yeah. We want to just stay in this beautiful energy, in this beautiful space.
Yeah, you want to revisit that as often as possible because it rewrites your energy fields and allows you to handle more codes, more activation, more light consistently. You want to drink some water and get some rest after you receive light levels like that. Take a walk in nature to integrate. Gaia is perfect for integration. So if you can take a walk, drink some water, get to bed early, you're going to have very vivid dreams, beloved. Very vivid dream state. Call it forth.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for it. Ask for, you know, revelations and pure dream states where I experience my higher self and my higher levels in direct interaction, and command that you remember it upon awakening too.
Well, Sandra, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the show, having you share such wisdom and guidance and helping us all to understand the steps to embody our own ascension forms. So beautiful. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, I know we've just done a beautiful activation, but if there's anything that you feel called to share with the community as we wind this down, Now is the time. Hey, Sandra. I think your phone's gone out again. Which is fine, because we're not going anywhere. We're in the energy. We're on the beautiful, beautiful grid that's been created. So we'll just wait for you if you want to call back in.
I am back.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Yeah.
I was like, everyone just enjoy the energy. Okay.
Exactly.
I would very much like to extend an invitation to everyone to join the Sunday Unity Meditations anytime, any Sunday. We've been doing them weekly for 4 years now. And the field that we have created, co-created, is strong, and it truly assists your journey. So if you're looking for extra support with healing or extra support with your ascension process, or if you would just like to unify with the brothers and sisters that are in full alignment with this level of divine service, it includes a global lightworker community, gatekeepers, grid workers. We have some very strong higher levels that assist us with that too. And it's very simple. It happens 3 times on Sundays. It's only a half an hour meditation. There's a free guided meditation if you go to my website. And we've also shared it with Ian's tribe as a free download, the Christlight meditation. You can listen to that if you prefer guided meditations, or if you want to go into the stillness. We're actually learning through this process how to telepathically connect with each other and feel each other. Those of us who have been doing it all these years, you start feeling everybody on Sundays and seeing everybody on Sundays. It's really quite amazing. People will start describing what other friends and tribe members were wearing during the meditation, and sometimes people get freaked out by that, but I think it's beautiful because it's amplifying our skills. We're holding that intention, and of course the intention is to amplify this state of unified peace and creation of ascension and bringing more light and love and balance and harmony to these realms. So it's all well and good to have our own ascension experience, but unity, consciousness requires unity. So that's why that was created. And we're really noticing the difference. So if you'd like to participate in that, they are synchronized. They happen at 5:11, 8:11, and 11:11 on Sunday's Pacific time. There's time zone converters and everything on the Unity Meditation page on my website if you'd like to participate. But it's a beautiful way to boost your process and then connect with the community that's doing that through my Facebook page or social media, or if you want to sign up for my newsletter and receive the weekly, 20 years of weekly support and articles and all kinds of tools for the ascension process are provided every week, and that's how you learn about when the gateways and the influxes are coming, so you can kind of prepare yourself and participate in becoming a conduit for those energies. And that's all provided through the newsletter and the articles.
Beautiful.
That's open to everyone, and it's free.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. All right, everyone, thank you so much for being here. So, Sandra, it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. It's the first time you're on the show, but I know this your presence was deeply felt by everyone here, and that was a wonderful, wonderful activation. So thank you again for being here and for sharing your beautiful self with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian, and thank you to everyone. It's been beautiful connecting with you all. Many blessings.
Mm, blessings to you. All right, Shining Light, Sacred Souls, thank you so much for being here. So beautiful to be in this amazing space that every one of you have created. And we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank the Ascended Ones, all the beautiful Ancient Ones, the Divine Beloved Beings of Love, Light, Power, and Service for bringing us together. Thank you all. Much love to you all. Bye-bye. Namaste.